This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 14th October. Top stories for today. Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim's appeal against the High Court's dismissal of his application to strike out an originating summons filed by a lawyer on the full pardon granted to him over his conviction and imprisonment for sodomizing an aide will be heard at the Court of Appeal on January 11 next year. Tengku Razali Hamza was summoned for an audience with the Yang Diputuan Agong at Istana Negara yesterday on his capacity as a longest-serving MP. His political secretary Muhammad Lokman Ghani said His Majesty wanted to hear Tengku Razali's opinion on the current political situation in the country and that it had nothing to do with the politician's post as UMNO Advisory Council chairman. A Dato' Sri and two policemen who were previously detained by Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, MACC, in connection with a Macau scam and an online gambling syndicate investigation were remanded today. They were rearrested immediately after being released by MACC on Monday after initially being detained for suspected online gambling activity. A wave of hate speech and misinformation aimed at Rohingya Muslim refugees from Myanmar that began appearing on Facebook as coronavirus infections surged in Malaysia this year still seem to have comments online in one private group with nearly 100,000 members. More than three dozen pages and groups, including accounts run by former and serving Malaysian security officials, featured discriminatory language about Rohingya refugees and undocumented migrants. The Intelligence Corps page was taken down and Facebook also removed both posts upon queries by Reuters. The US Justice Department accused Stephanie Winston Wolkoff, author of a tell-all book about First Lady Melania Trump, of breaking their non-disclosure agreement and asked the court to set aside profits from the book and subsequent movie deal or documentaries to be set aside into a constructive trust with the monies ultimately going to the Treasury Department. Winston Wolkoff, in a statement issued, said she had fulfilled all the terms of her agreement with Melania Trump and the confidentiality provisions ended when the White House terminated the agreement. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.